Thanks to everybody who signed up, stepped up to share their thoughts and comments with us, both in the public hearing and the open forum. We're going to continue down our agenda with item number six. This is our petitions. We've heard a little bit about from some of the folks during the open public comment process. This is the non-resident raccoon hunting with hounds petition number 203. And we have Mr. John Canta with us. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Section Chief with Game Fish and Parks. I'll be pinch hitting for Director Kirschman, the petition king. So on page 14 in your book, as you mentioned, Madam Chair, we have a petition from Patrick Weimer of Spearfish, South Dakota. And what the petition is asking for is the allowance of non-residents to hunt raccoon in South Dakota with the use of dogs, and also to limit those hunters to one raccoon harvested per day. I know Mr. Weimer came up during the open forum. I don't know if he had anything else to add or if you want to allow him additional time.
I would. I just would like some more detail about what you're hoping to do and how this would be executed should it move forward. Thank you, John.
I guess I did cover a bit. Do you guys, am I able to ask if you guys have any questions for me about this?
Yes, please. If you could just explain the petition again, and then if we have any other questions.
Yeah, well. The petition itself, we're just trying to open the ability for these non-residents to come into South Dakota. Like I stated before, competition coon hunting is actually a bigger thing than what most people think. It's comparable to rodeo, that type of stuff. And it could be a good revenue for South Dakota. And right now, with our current standings on the way we go about it, you know, I've been told by some guys from Game and Fish that, well, they can go with, they just can't harvest a raccoon. But I've also had other people have a different standpoint on that, where they had somebody come with them, and that person was ticketed. I feel like the way it's written right now, it's up for interpretation by whatever game warden comes up at the time. If they feel like it's an illegal act, they could give a ticket for it. If they don't, and like I said, it's come from many other people that have said within the agency different reasonings, whether it's legal or it's not legal. We would just like to see it cut and dry. You know, it makes sense to have the ruling there. We've talked with several trappers and the Trappers Association and that type of stuff in the past, and it wouldn't be anything that would be taking a commodity away from them. I don't believe harvesting one raccoon. Tom contacted me, and he asked, "Well, why would we only let them take one? We have ample amount of raccoons." But it's not about the harvest. But we still have to have that implemented to be able to hold these events, if that makes sense. If we don't have that, they could be ticketed for said hunting if it was interpreted that way. Having the ruling where they could take a raccoon if they do choose to covers them under that basis that now we're hunting, we bought a license, it's legal to do, and we don't have to tiptoe and step around all kinds of things, hoping that the interpretation of the game warden in that area or whatever it may be looks at it differently than what the ruling actually is, if that makes any sense.
Any questions at this point? I do have a few. So it does say it would limit to one raccoon harvested per licensed hunter, but you could have three or four licensed hunters in a group.
Yeah, just like, you know, it would be nothing different than, say, pheasant hunting. You know, out-of-state pheasant hunters can come in a group, and each person hunting is able to harvest their limit of pheasants of three. It would be no different than each person hunting is able to harvest a raccoon that night that they go to hunt.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling. Mr. Weimers, are you kind of talked about a competition. Are
yep.
you envisioning this type of hunt being more on a competition level? And then my second question is, if you're not intending to harvest, is it just that the the dogs would tree the
yes, so
tree the
way,
coons, and then you leave them.
Yeah, yeah,
you're gone.
And that as houndsmen, that's generally what we do with almost everything. You know, we would rather see the game and release it. It's a lot like catch and release fishing. We have no intention of harming the animal unless we do choose to harvest this animal ethically. In a competition coon hunt, they usually run out in one handler per dog, and they usually have 2 to 3 handlers. You go out, and it's timed. You get an hour to hunt, I believe. I'm not crazy up to date on how it all works. I don't do that side of things, but as the vice president, I do speak for the houndsmen of South Dakota. They go out, and you have to call your dog on track. So your dog opens up is what we call it. So your dog starts barking, and you have to be able to say that's your dog. So you claim that, and then now your dog makes it to a tree where a coon is. You have 8 minutes, I believe, to be able to find that coon in the tree where you get points. And they do this throughout the year, and you accumulate your number of points. You can it's all kept track on each dog individually. So you get wins per dog and that type of stuff, and these dogs advance into certain categories, and then you are able to participate in what is the World Hunt, which is down, they just had it in Illinois, I believe. In these competitions, they aren't allowed to carry a weapon. There's no firearm allowed, but if you look at it, it is still hunting. I would take it as that, as well as some other people have in the past. So if they're participating in this event, they should have to be able to purchase a license to hunt raccoons and then be able to have that legality, so we can't get looked at that we're doing something that we're not, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yes, please.
Thank you for that answer. And maybe I'm off base, but do these type of events need to be licensed by the state of South Dakota somewhere? Because you're going to have to find a location to...
Yep, they're generally held on private property.
Okay.
Yep, they're private events. Through UKC and PKC, they're the ones that you go by their rules and standing guidelines and all of that, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Commissioner White?
Thank you, Commissioner White. Then are you saying that you only hunt on property that you have permission to hunt on?
Yes, so absolutely, just like anything else.
There isn't a trespass problem?
Yeah, no, and we have and with raccoons, it's generally in a very small area, you know. As we talked about lions, we've talked about trespassing issues and that type of stuff. We're generally in, say, cornfields and down in sloughs and that type of stuff, and it's a very contained event. But we also run our GPS collars and all that stuff. There's no issue with said trespassing or anything, if that's what you're kind of looking at. It runs the same deal. You know, we're able to see our dogs, where they're at, what they're doing. I can tell you how fast my dog is barking. You know, I can tell you whether he's barking 20 barks a minute or 80 barks a minute. It's absolutely insanely awesome what we can do with these handhelds that we use. But I wouldn't see any issue with running into a trespassing issue. And we all currently hunt raccoons with our hounds right now. I was out just last night. Mm-hmm. If that's covers kind of what you're...
It does. I know raccoons don't recognize
trespass. Yeah, it's a very, very short race.
Okay.
You know.
All right, thank you.
Other questions, comments? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Just a couple quick questions, maybe. The first one would be, is this a year-round? Do they hold these events year-round?
I believe so. I'm not for sure on that. Primarily around us right now, we hunt raccoons in the summer. But a lot of guys, East River, that's what they have. So they do hold these events, I believe, every year long. You know.
Follow-up, Commissioner Locken?
Yes, my follow-up would be, this is just one aspect of it, to have the competitions. The other aspect would be the people would be able to come that weren't in competitions. Would it have any ill effect to you if there was no limit? or an increased limit?
I don't think it would have an effect on me per se, but I also wouldn't want to step on the toes of, say, the trappers that do use that as a commodity to gain, you know, any sort of wealth or whatever they do out of that. I don't see raccoons as something that is of value, but others may. So that's why we kind of left it at the one. And I've talked to lots of non-residents, and they were perfectly okay with that. They were even okay with possibly just having a pursuit. But we figured if we just limited it to one raccoon per hunter, we could keep from stepping on other people's toes.
Thank you.
Commissioner Spring.
I see a problem with with what you're laying out. It's fine, like, say, for the non-resident to come in and him go out with the dogs. But if a friend of yours, it's a houndsman, come and there's this limit of one coon, and you've got not a limit, and you got three or four in the back of a pickup, what's going to tell a conservation officer? How's that going to work? That's the only problem I see with it.
I guess I take that as an honesty thing in my book. I see what you're getting at there. Like I said, we're really trying to get this to be able to get these events going. If you guys have any other suggestions that we could go about it. Like I said, I personally, it wouldn't bother me no means to allow them to harvest any limit. But I guess we looked at it that way just to try to protect that commodity so non-residents can't get more of a take than the residents of South Dakota. Because we do have the Tails Project and that type of stuff, and I wouldn't want somebody to think that these houndsmen are coming in order to take that commodity, you know, if that makes sense, I guess.
Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, maybe more so a question for staff on this one. I'm a little, honestly, you know, like a former commissioner once said, we don't know all the rules.
Yeah.
So you kind of overlook this one, and before seeing this, it just wasn't one of those things on my mind. Can non-residents do this, yeah, that, or the other things? And hunting raccoons, certainly with the hounds, wasn't on there. Do we have other limitations on like cottontails or other fur bearers with non-residents on? I'm sure they can come in and trap muskrats, for example. Do we have anything else? This just really stands out as kind of a one that I can only figure that maybe at one time raccoons had enough value to where residents were concerned about non-residents coming in with hounds and harvesting a value of pelts, and I think with the population of raccoons in other states, that's not a concern of mine at all. Can you give a little feedback on any other species that we're doing this with?
Through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, yes. So I can't recite them all off the top of my head, but we do restrict by season dates. So right away with non-residents and raccoons, the season is limited to December 1 through March 15th. And that's the same for some other species as well. And then with like mink and weasel, there's other season dates as well, January 1st, I think, through another period of time. So we do have other limitations like that, if that's what you're getting at. As far as raccoons and hunting with dogs, there's just simply the restriction on non-residents that they're not allowed to come in and use dogs to hunt raccoons. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. It just this kind of strikes me as something that maybe, you know, we should have looked at some time ago. But I'm in favor of that. And on those, you know, we obviously when it comes to petition, it's either, you know, move it ahead. We can't alter this. But I guess I'm not stuck on the limit of one. Moving forward.
I think what I'd like to do, if we don't have any more questions for Mr. Weimer, I'd like for the department to give their position, and then we can ask questions of Mr. Canta. Do we have any more questions for Mr. Weimer at this time? Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, if I could just add one more comment to Commissioner Whitmire's question. Many of those regulations that we're talking about, the restricted dates on non-residents, We have some on muskrats and other species, and then the use of dogs. It all has to do with, in particular, the value of those animals. And so when those were put in place, as far as I can recall, most of those were because they were bringing a good price. And so our residents saw conflict or competition with non-residents, and that's typically how a lot of those came about. Maybe not all of them, but many of them, it's a restriction because of those prices. So. And so, yeah, I can continue on, Madam Chair. So generally, the department is supportive of this petition and the part about allowing non-residents to use dogs to harvest raccoons. We're not so excited about the limit of one raccoon per hunter, and we see that as an unnecessary regulation, particularly when you consider that, as some of the folks have mentioned, we have a bounty on raccoons right now. And a non-resident through the trapping season, as I mentioned, could come in December 1st through March 15th and trap an unlimited number of raccoons. The other thing I would mention is that we don't see any biological concern here, so this isn't going to have a great impact on our raccoon population, and it's really purely a social issue. As we heard, there's some different folks that have some different ideas on this petition, but yeah, purely social from our standpoint. So what I thought I'd mention for the public, and just to refresh the commission's memory here, when we receive a petition, by statute, the commission has to address that in 30 days. The commission has the opportunity to accept that petition, and Commissioner Whitmire, as he mentioned, if we accept that, it would have to be as is, so allowing the use of dogs and that limit of one raccoon per hunter. You can reject the petition, and if that's the case, the department will work to draft a resolution and identify the reasons that we're rejecting that petition, provide that to you for your potential adoption. So with that, what the department would recommend here is that you reject this petition, and for the very reason of that limit of one raccoon per hunter. Again, we see that as an unnecessary regulation. And so we would recommend that you reject that petition, but we would also recommend that the commission consider their own proposal to move this forward for public comment. So in other words, reject that petition as it stands, but then make a proposal that allows for non-residents to use dogs to hunt raccoons. And with that, I would take any further questions.
Madam Chair.
Yep, I have. Let's go with Commissioner Beast first. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Commissioner Beast here. I'm in favor of the non-residents also coming here and hunt, but the one limit was one of my concerns sitting here listening, how law enforcement's going to determine, you know, who, like Chuck said, who's going to claim shot the five or six that are in the back of the pickup when you're both hunting together, non-residents and residents. But I am in favor of non-residents being able to come and hunt, but I think we need to get rid of that one animal limit.
Commissioner White.
I'm going to come back to the trespass. I know that in the dark, or whatever the case is, it can become a problem. Will this petition address trespass, or is there a standard that trespass is associated with this if it becomes a reality?
Through the chair, Commissioner White, so the petition itself, no, does not address potential trespass issues. You know, we encourage and require that hunters in all cases get landowner permission before they set foot on private property. The expectation would be the same here. You know, as the petitioner mentioned, there is some technology out there. We use it on our hounds, our dogs,
sure.
GPS collars and trackers and such. But there's certainly always that opportunity for trespass, and I don't think you can completely eliminate it with the use of dogs here.
And I'm not, but if it is enforced, though, a trespass violation is enforced in the event that they do violate that. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Any other? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, realizing that raccoons as a fur bearer. We've got a time when you don't need a fur bearer stamp as a resident to harvest raccoons. Does this, do we need to put something in this? I mean, if a non-resident is coming in hound hunting, you know, would that, would they still need a fur bearer license? Do you think for all 12, or any thoughts on kind of where we're, are we looking at following the resident requirement on that, or just wondering what your thoughts are on that?
Through the chair. Commissioner Whitmire, the way I see it is if we brought this forward, so in one section of the chapter, it talks about season dates, and then in another, the non-resident requirements. So those season dates are there for non-residents, that December 1st through March 15th. And then at the end, it just says that simple statement that non-residents cannot use dogs to harvest raccoons, to aid in the harvest of raccoons. And so what I would envision is we just simply take that away, and then we'd be left with that season on raccoons, in which case non-residents would now be able to use dogs to pursue raccoons. So they would need that fur bearer license, but would only be able to hunt December 1st through March 15th.
Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, but it sounds like these competitions and stuff are held outside of that time frame. Is that right, Mr. Wyman? So basically we'd be tying the non-runner's hands from January through March only to use dogs then. But our residents still can use dogs any time of the year. Right?
Through the chair, yes. that would be yes. Correct, Commissioner Beast. Yes.
So I kind of think that's a little counteractive to what this petition's wanting to have done by not allowing them year-round. Right? That's where I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that was my interpretation of the petitioner as well, is that they would like to see it year-round. But yeah, looking at the petition itself, you know, I don't think it's stated in here, but with his explanation, I think that's what they're considering anyways.
So the way I look at it, we're only fixing it for about 3 months, because then they have non-residents can still come back and chase dogs or chase coyotes or coons with their dogs, and we're back right in the same situation if we don't change it for the whole year.
Through the
yes,
chair.
Please.
Commissioner Beast, I agree with that, but I would also consider that, you know, We would have to think about how that regulation would look. So currently, the trapping season on raccoons is December 1st through March 15th. And so, you know, essentially you'd have to set a whole separate season, I think, here with the use of dogs if we start to change that or change those season dates on that non-resident season altogether, in which case I think we would, you know, we would have some opposition to that. But, again, we could put it out and see what kind of public comment we get here.
Or one other idea, I guess, is if they can only actually harvest through those seasons dates and then the rest of the year is a non-harvest, but they can still use dogs to pursue. Is that a possibility?
I think it's a possibility, but I also think that you know, that's some more of those regulations that would put our officers in a unique situation out in the field trying to determine who's harvesting, who's not, if they're out with residents and non-residents. And, you know, non-residents not being able to harvest where residents could would just be a unique situation for those folks out there.
I guess my consideration would be is if we're allowing everybody else to harvest other times of the year, why would we limit them to just those 3 months? Is my opinion.
Madam Chair.
Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Real quick on that, I mean, it is the department's stance that we would like to keep regulations simplified, and keeping those regulations simplified is a big priority to us. So we would be in favor of keeping that season the same as the fur bearer trapping season for non-residents for raccoon that's currently in rule, which is December 1st through March 15th. And that would be the same then time frame a non-resident hound hunter would be able to come in and pursue raccoons with hounds. It would be from December 1st through March 15th.
Commissioner Spring.
John, would it be a good deal to have in the commission that this would just be on public or private land, not public land, or would that be a problem?
Through the chair, yes, Commissioner please. Spring, I think that's certainly an option, but I don't see a a big reason to do that. And again, I think that would be, you know, unnecessary regulations to add on top of this. And I don't think there's a good justification to just limit it to private land. That would be my opinion.
I was just wondering how the public was going to take it. It seems like anything goes on public, we get a lot more pushback.
Yeah.
Additional questions or comments from the commission? If I could, Mr. Weimer, could you just come back up here? I just have a question for you. As we as a commission look at this, I'm not going to say we have a consensus that the idea of hunting raccoons with hounds is among all of us, but there's a conversation going, how can we make this happen? We've talked about moving away from the one limit and coming back with a different proposal, but now we're talking about dates. Is this fall in line with what you were hoping to do, or have we dismantled the original hope?
It's definitely a difficult thing to navigate with other regulations and that type of stuff. And even like somebody had said, I don't remember who, a pursuit would be great. You know, just allowing us to be able to legally participate in these events with non-residents, because they reciprocate that with us in these other states, but they can't come to us. We would like to be able to hold events that they can come to. I guess the way we looked at it is if we could get a simple ruling that they could harvest one coon, that would open that door for them to be able to come into the state. They would have to purchase their certain licenses and that type of stuff. And like we've talked, there's no high price on raccoons right now. I don't think that you would see people trying to poach a raccoon for the sense of just killing it. I know Spring said that, you know, how are you going to interpret if you're a game warden comes up and, well, you've got five and he's got one. Well, it's a raccoon. I don't see a value behind it, I guess. And as houndsmen, we probably won't even harvest that raccoon. We just want the ability to be in South Dakota, well, have non-residents in South Dakota participating in the same things that we're already doing. If that's and you know, I think you guys are well on track with what we're trying to get across. We just have to come up with a way to do it.
All right, very good. Any questions for Mr. Weimer? Thank you, sir. Mr. Kanta, anything else you think we need to understand with this?
Madam Chair, no, I think that covers it. But maybe one comment on the last thought that Mr. Weimer had here. And I think I get what he's saying. It's just a raccoon. But I would also say that, you know, why would with those additional regulations, why would we put those hunters in that situation? As Commissioner Spring said, I think we could just leave things open and not have to deal with that situation altogether.
Very good. Any comments at this time as we look at a direction to move forward? I guess I will say this. I think there's an appetite there to try to make this happen. I think there is some heartburn about the one raccoon. And so with that, I am more inclined to deny this so we can come forward with a proposal that would not put our officers in a position where they have to make a decision and everybody's following the law as it is written. So I guess that would be where I'm leaning. I'd like to hear from the other commissioners their thoughts on this. Commissioner Beese?
Commissioner Beese. Like I said, that was my hang up, but I thought we had an easy fix here by denying and coming back, but then we had all these all of a sudden a season dates, and it's outside of what you guys want, and we got a bigger season of residents harvesting coons. In my opinion, I don't know why it couldn't be year round myself, but like comment was made by Mr. Secretary, you know, to keep regulations as simple as it can. You know, but we'll just have to look into it, see what we can come up with, and run some ideas and see what we can do. But like as for right now, I think I'm going to have to vote to deny also to try to come up with a better plan how to do it.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, I'm fully on board for, I mean, for stopping this restriction. I mean, it just doesn't seem fitting in today's world where we are today. Having said that, yeah, the season date thing, if we can circumvent complications, I'm really on board for not putting a limit. I mean, and I think you're going to have to allow for one. I mean, I participate in the goose depredation program where it's a permit, and the intent isn't to harvest geese with those permits as a landowner. It's to protect your crop and drive those geese off. But should an accident happen and you hit one, I mean, you know, that's, to me, I read that as it's forgiveness if I actually hit one by accident. But in this case too, I think you can't have a zero take on it. So anyway, that's where I'm at. That's why my.
That is why we implemented the one was just to protect those hunters. If, you know, in said competition, say something happens where they do have to harvest a raccoon, they are able to do that.
Commissioner Cole, did you have a comment? Commissioner Bartling. Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling here. And I too will, depending on the motion, but I will not, I can't support it just simply because of the reasons stated. But I am deeply in favor of seeing if there's a way we can find a way for you to have your competitions.
Absolutely.
Your tournaments or whatever you want to call them. Clearly they are handled somehow in other states, but you know, every state's department has to handle things differently. Just as our secretary said, we like simplicity sometimes is the best. Complications can really arise. Yeah. So, but I congratulate you on your thought process here, and perhaps it's something we can work through.
Cool, appreciate it.
Additional comments? With that, we do need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Cole to deny.
Yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bartling. Any comments on the vote? All those in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Denial is approved. And I do look forward to visiting with you and coming back with the department.
We'll be around.
Thank you for your partnership.